Encantada y buenas noches, mis amores. ¿Qué onda? It is Sunday, July 8th, 2012, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London, broadcasting to you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California. Tonight's special guest will be Mike Alanis, vocalist and guitar player for the band Wesley Harding. He'll be joining in a little bit later throughout the broadcast. But let me go ahead and get tonight's show started with a song for you. I will start out with Break You by X Factor. Here you go.
Can't stop, can't stop, can't stop these thoughts and marshes. Can't stop, break, break, break.
Music and heard of him and it's one of my favorite songs that he's done, that he's put on the airwaves and virally. So here's that song. It's called Blown Up.
Baby, I'm about to blow up. I just thought you should know.
That was the song Blown Up by Stéphane Soleil. Okay, so tonight's episode, the theme is inspired a little bit by, actually, I was looking at an article on Xbiz just yesterday or the day before yesterday about, the entertainer Sue Fenner, who had Tara Patrick join her cast of characters for a superhero type movie that she's going to be making. And so when I was looking on that site, I also saw that Comic-Con is going to be in San Diego this coming weekend. Basically starts, there's like a preview day on Wednesday the 11th, and then it officially starts on the 12th through the 15th. And so I was like, huh. And then from there, I got to thinking about all the different movies that are so wildly popular and successful, both in the U.S. and abroad, and they tend to have themes involving superheroes, superheroines, all these types of things. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, that could be pretty cool. And seeing how I also like to study a lot of philosophy and things like that, I'm fairly... fairly well what would you call it, read, I guess, in regards to the concept of the Übermensch, which is the overman or the superman, superhuman prototype or concept in philosophy, and how man has created their own value set in the place of what is known as God, quote unquote. And so, yeah, it's that was my thought process, and I will go further into that as we continue out with this broadcast. But I just wanted to give you all a heads up about that, like where tonight's episode theme originated from. But yes, for anybody that's in Southern California, and you're big graphic novel fans, comic book fans, anime fans, all these types of things, then you're probably already on your way down to San Diego, or if not, you wish you were. So this is for you. Anyway, let me go ahead and give you another song, and I will be right back with you with news, perhaps some erotica, and then later within the broadcast, I will be having a nice little chat with Mike Alanis of Wesley Harding Band. So for the next song, let me see. I will play. I'm going to play Houdini Act by Mongrel. Here you go. Credit for That was the song Houdini Act by Mongrel. I have one more song for you. One more. And then I'll share with you one of my favorite superheroes. Yeah. But yeah, let me give you that song. It is Lana Del Rey with the song This Is What Makes Us Girls. Check it out.
Get out alive. If you were to lose your friend, how you gonna end?
is Lana Del Rey with the song "This Is What Makes Us Girls." Yeah. So, yes, my superhero. Or wait, should I back up a little bit? I don't know. I guess, and as far as popular culture, the term itself, superhero, was kind of it kind of originates with Superman in 1938. And I guess characters to be considered superhuman don't actually have to have actual superhuman powers. And so that applies to costume crime fighters or just those who just, I don't know, they're just masked vigilantes or things like this. My own favorite, which is probably not a huge surprise to some of you that are familiar with my website, To Live and Grind in LA, is Hello Kitty. Surprise, surprise. That's my superhero, like, I don't know, inspiration person, cat thing, fictional character. I don't know. I like the spirit that Hello Kitty embodies, and anyone who's been to my house can easily see that. I have a huge, huge mascot, like, rug thing that was supposed to be like a rug on the floor, and it's on my wall in tribute. And I have, a toaster vibrating thing, like probably four or five different little Hello Kitty teddy bears or what have you, all these things. But, yeah, she's pretty badass. And Sanrio, the company that produces Hello Kitty, they earn over $1 billion annually in sales, and she has a lot to do with that. So, I don't know, she's earned her weight, her medal, her honor. But, yeah, and I guess the way that they explain, like, Hello Kitty doesn't have an actual mouth, and the way that they just, you know, explain that, the founders, Shintaro Tsuji and the actual creator, Yuko Shimizu, is that the interpretation is that it can be left open to the person who is bestowed with Hello Kitty to make her happy or sad. It can sort of, you know, it's interchangeable, so it's not in any set sort of way, which is kind of cool in its own little way. And so, yes, I really like Hello Kitty. So that's me. When I get Mike from Wesley Harding Band online, I'm sure he's going to have probably a different favorite superhero, but we'll find out. yeah. But feel free to give a call in if you'd like. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, the call-in number is 858-815-2333. And wanted to just rewind a slight bit and let everybody know, if they are planning to go to San Diego for Comic-Con, it's being held at the San Diego Convention Center. So that's where you need to arrive. I'm not sure if they're sold out as far as tickets, but hey, you tell me. But anyway, what else is new with the world? California, the state of California, from which I hail, has approved the billion-dollar project of the transit line, which will transport people from San Francisco to L.A. and vice versa. I have no idea how long that's going to take to actually implement, you know, and it's with the infrastructure, building, and all this kind of thing. But it has been approved, so yay. I can see good and bad things with that, but hey, I'm not the one holding the purse strings, so we'll see how it goes. And what else? So when I was talking about how an article from XBiz sort of like inspired me to make tonight's theme, the whole superhero fantasy-esque type stuff, so when I was on Sue Center's site, I found the InsideAdultWorld.com website, which was linked from her site, and they mentioned something that seems really cool. I kind of want to check it out. It debuted at the Cannes Film Festival, and it's a story called Paradise Love, and it's about European women that go to Africa and have amorous encounters with the male gigolos there. And so it's acted out, with sexual actors, not a documentary, but it's based on, true accounts or, stories about those taking place, so sex tourism involving Euro women, and I wanna see it. So if and when I do, I will let you all know how I liked it, but if anybody else has already seen it or plans to see it, let me know. That's kind of cool. Next, let's see. I got to pull up my other file for the other news stories I have saved for you all. But I just wanted to let everyone know that in addition to listening to the show via NakedGirlsRadio.com and BlogTalkRadio.com, you can also listen via iTunes, and you can do that or find that from Blog Talk Radio. There's a little link on there. You'll see it. But then there's also TuneIn Radio, which has picked up the show, and digitalpodcast.com. So TuneIn, TuneIn.com, and digitalpodcast.com. Both carry either the link or the full broadcast to the show, to Playtime with Sandra. That's awesome. Yay. Ooh, and I believe I have a caller. So hold on. Let me answer. Aloha.
Hello?
This is Sandra London of Playtime with Sandra Radio. Who's calling?
Oh, hey. This is Mike Alanis.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Pretty good. Have you been able to tune in tonight so far with what's been going on with the show?
Yeah, I've been listening a little bit, just for like the last 15 minutes.
Ah, sweet. Okay.
I was calling and I was on hold, so I kind of wasn't paying attention.
No worries. Okay, so do you have like a superhero in mind or like some sort of character?
Superhero? I like, I like Batman, to tell you the truth.
Really?
Yeah, he's my favorite.
Like, ever since the
Even
old, like, TV
I'm not
shows?
Like, I like more of the comic books.
Ah, okay.
I used to read those when I was younger.
Okay,
and
have you ever been to, like, have you been to
Comic-Con
or any of these types of, conventions for comic book fans?
No, I haven't yet. I want to, though. It seems pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay. Well, audience, this is Mike Alanis of Wesley Harding Band, just to let you all know. And, yeah, I have plenty to ask you, and I have to let the audience know briefly. I found you and first heard about you via Naked Girls Radio, and I've actually danced or made some sort of, like, video gallery or something to three of your songs, and
yeah, I've seen a couple of them.
They're
very nice.
Oh well, thank you, and I love playing your music on the air as well. But can you just explain for my audience how long you and your band have been around? Because there are four of you, right? So you want to go ahead and like.
I play lead guitar and sing, and then I have Kyle, my bassist, Mike, my drummer, and George, the harmonica player. And the harmonica is like what really brings us apart from most other bands, because we got that unique sound and like that Chicago sound of blues and folk and rock and roll all like mixed into one.
Definitely. And I'm sorry, how long have you all been together?
We've been together for a long time, since about 2008.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've been together for a very long time.
And was it all at
and
once?
Actually,
like, or were you all friends beforehand?
It was a drunk it was a drunken night at my house, and my friend George, the harmonica player, he was hanging out at my house, and he always played harmonica, but we never really hung out that much together. So when he was by my house, I had a little studio downstairs in my basement, and we started just jamming one night when we were partying at my house.
You just so happen to have a studio, a full-out studio in your
basement. Well, it's not a studio. It's just my basement. It's just my basement, and I have amps and a PA there and everything so we could play. And because I, like, was practicing. I was, like, a solo act before this.
Oh.
But, yeah, we started jamming, and we really liked the sound of each other together playing, and just history after that.
Nice, nice. Well, I have plenty of questions for you. I'm going to go ahead and play one of your songs right now so that everyone can be refreshed on exactly how magical and awesome your music is. So if you'll stay on the line with me, I'm going to play your song, I'm the One. Here we go.
Okay.
So that was I'm the One by Wesley Harding. Michael, are you there?
Yeah.
Cool, cool. Okay, so getting back to what we were discussing. You said you started out as a solo artist originally?
Yeah. Yeah, I still do solo work on the side. I've always liked acoustic, you know, acoustic music. But I've mostly been right now focusing with the band.
Right. Okay. So when did you first start, like, singing? Were you professionally trained, or did you just kind of...
Actually, I started getting really... I've always been into music my whole life, but I really got into it around the time when I started the band with George, like, so around 2007, 2008. And I actually took some vocal classes so I can get better. And actually, like, the recordings that you guys have, like, I'm kind of embarrassed by those because my voice is a lot better now. So hopefully I'll be getting
great.
You guys. Yeah, I'm not too happy with it. But next time I'm going to send you guys some new material so you guys could hear some better stuff.
Oh, no need to excuse yourself. I think it's amazing. I like your music quite a bit. That one, Stimulus Package? That one's a lot of fun. I actually.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So anybody that
it's just different, you know, from a lot of other music.
That's a good thing. That's always a good thing to be unique.
Yeah, that's what we strive for, is to make sure that we don't sound like anyone else.
Yeah, well, who inspired you, even if you want it to be perhaps nothing like them, but which styles appealed to you while you were developing your sound?
Definitely, I was, like, into a big phase of my life with folk music, like Bob Dylan and Woody Guthrie and some other new artists that are folk artists. I love the. It's so,
have you ever heard
soft,
of Marshall Chapman? Have you ever heard of her?
Oh yeah.
She's
yeah,
from
I'm
Tennessee.
Pretty sure. Well, I'm sorry.
She's from Tennessee.
Yeah, I think she's got a single out, right?
Or she had one
a while ago.
Well, she's been ever. You might be thinking about somebody else. No,
I'm thinking of Tracy Chapman.
No. But, yeah, Tracy's cool, too. But, no, Marshall, I would recommend you check her out. She's great. She's based out in Tennessee, but I saw her perform at the Bluebird Cafe. And when you mentioned folk music, that was, like, the first name that came to mind as far as, like, folk music that I really, really, really like. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if you heard of the band Bright Eyes.
I have not.
No, they're a really good band. They're a folk, like more folk rock kind of. But he's a really good songwriter, and he's one of my biggest inspirations to my music because his lyrics are just so amazing. You know, I try to do the same thing, but it's kind of impossible because they're really good.
Oh, well, I'll check them out. Huh.
But the other style that we really got into is blues, and that's mostly from George, the harmonica player, because he taught me a whole bunch of different blues artists, and you know that go way back from the 1920s and 30s and 40s, and it's just really good music, and it's just got that kind of Americana sound when you blend the folk and the blues together. It just that's kind of pretty much our style, and then just with some rock and roll in it.
Okay, well, I saw a video of a live performance of yours in Chicago, and I was wondering if you primarily performed there, or if you've had like the occasion to go on the road a bit and stuff like that, or is it mostly local at this point, or?
Right now, we've kind of taken a break because we're writing some new material. But, mostly we play in the city. we did a lot of shows at that where that place was recorded. That was at Sylvie's Lounge. I actually do a lot of acoustic shows there by myself. And we did about, I think, three shows there with the band. So we know the owner really good and the guy who runs it, and it's a really nice venue. And, yeah.
Well, what was it like the first time, the very first time you performed there by yourself? Were you, like, comfortable because did you already know them ahead of time, or was it kind of just going in
when I performed, I'm sorry, when I performed by myself?
Yeah, solo, like, at that place.
Oh, yeah, it's very intimidating. I did a horrible job my first time. I messed up really bad. I think I was a little drunk too because it's like trying to take off the nerves. But it was it wasn't really good. But you know, that's why I kept going and going and got better and better, you know, and just
practice try to perfect.
Yeah, try to do my best.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I wish I could have been a fly on the wall that day to see you perform then if you were so nervous, because if you're saying the stuff that you haven't even released yet is, like, super fantastic, then, you know, I don't know. I don't know how much better it can get than what I've already heard, which is pretty good. So.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we're just trying to keep going and trying to, I don't know, we're trying to do our best, you know. It's been a long time. It's like, especially when you're with together people with people that for that long a time and, you know, playing music all the time, it gets rough. It's like a family, you know, and people get mad at each other and yeah, it's rough.
Alrighty. Well, will you stay on the line with me? I'm going to go ahead and play another song, and then I want to question you some more.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, cool. All righty. I'm going to play one of my favorite artists, Regina Spektor. I'm going to play her song, and there are two that I want to play really, really bad. Let's see. Okay, I'm gonna play America by Regina Spektor, and then I will be right back. One sec.
Cartridge at the sun. Oh, man.
more time.
You gotta take what you
Stimulus Package by Leslie Harding. Yeah. So let me know, how long have you been listed with Reverb Nation?
I've been there for probably since 2010.
Okay.
Right. Actually, one of the first places that, or the first sites that we were on was NakedGirlsRadio.com back when it was, like, first getting started.
Okay. Have you met Jess in person?
Yeah, Jessica, she came down to one of our shows in Elmwood Park, and, she's very supportive of our band, and I appreciate a lot of the things that she does for me and for the band.
Awesome. Sweet. And so your fan base, have you seen it grow substantially ever since?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Putting on a good show, I mean, does a lot for you, you know, and definitely getting a lot of new fans. And when we put that demo together that you have all the songs of, we got a lot of good responses and a lot of good responses on our Reverb Nation page. And where I think we're number 26 or 27 in Chicago for the best rock band in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Oh. Yeah, so it's doing a lot of online homework, kind of, you know, to get a lot of fans, you know, to promote our music. So it's definitely a do-it-yourself over here at Wesley Harding. We basically do everything ourselves.
Nice.
So,
well,
we were
in
with a record label, though.
Oh, what? Okay, yes. And
we were with a record, like a startup record label, and but things did not go well because the guy who was running it, he actually, you know, he paid us to record there and to practice there. So we were professional musicians at that time. So it was the studio was downtown right on State and Superior in Chicago. And it was really good time, but the only thing is the owner and the guy who runs it didn't really know anything about music. So I don't know what he was doing, but instead of giving us music contracts, he gave us business contracts, and they just weren't, they were
Nice.
Too much, and he would take too much money from us. So
okay.
We left.
Like I said, it's a good thing then for you retain control of your empire here that you want to build with your music and kind of make sure it goes in the direction that you want it to go. So, hey,
yeah.
Congratulations with that. But for everybody listening in, if you want to check out that page, which I'm looking at right now, it's reverbnation.com/Wesley Harding Music. Once again, it is reverbnation.com. /Wesley Harding Music. And I know you have like a Facebook page, Nicole's radio page and group.
It's facebook.com/Alanis409. That's facebook.com/ALANIS409.
Ooh, nice, cool. And so I guess let me know how that helps you out with ladies. I'm sure aspiring musicians would like to know. No.
Yeah, I mean, I've had my fair share of ladies, and definitely being a musician helps with that. And it's a lot. Yeah, my drummer actually gets the most girls, so.
Oh, no, no. Okay.
Yeah.
Mike Waterloo, is that the guy?
Yep, that's him.
There you go.
Actually, we all do, you know, but I mean, I don't know, girls like drummers.
Yeah, probably. The vocalist,
yeah.
I mean, hello, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, do you write the lyrics? Do you have a hand in the lyrics, or do you guys all
collaborate
with that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, No, I write most of pretty much all the lyrics. Sometimes, you know, I'll get a little help from the bandmates, but mostly I write them like before I come to practice, and then you know, we just make up music to it and then play away.
Nice. Well, what usually inspires you when you're like on the way to a jam session? You just like pick up a pen and paper and like just quickly write something out, or is it kind of a big old thought process, sitting down, contemplating for a while, or what?
Usually, I'll be like, I'll get really into like a certain band, and I like will study that CD and all their music, and I like soak it in, and I kind of take a little bit of what they're doing and put it into the style of what we're doing, and that's mostly like how I get my inspiration. And I, yeah, it's a big part of kind of not stealing somebody's music, but just kind of feeding off it, you know, and making it your own style and kind of, you know, yeah, that's, and mostly like when I write, I write the music, I usually write together with the guitar and the, and the lyrics I write usually while I'm playing the guitar.
Okay. Well,
just,
are there things
usually
like,
it just comes out.
Are there things like outside of music that inspire you when you're writing lyrics or things like that?
Oh,
like movies or stories?
Yeah, movies.
News.
Movies are a big thing. Right now I'm actually a tattoo apprentice. So I see a lot of weird stuff over there at the shop, and I hear a lot of different stories, and that kind of inspires me. And,
okay, wait. Okay, back up. What kind of weird stuff do you see in these tattoo parlors?
I don't. You know, yesterday I got to watch a vaginal piercing. But it was by not so attractive woman and not so fit woman.
Well, okay. So she may not have been hot, but was her?
No.
Her other.
No, that's what the bad part was. Yeah, it was really bad.
Okay.
But
seeing
that's
as
what
how.
Comes with the territory.
Well, I'm curious. Yeah, I'm curious about that. Then, seeing as how you've had. You know, perhaps one or more experiences as a musician with a variety of women. Do you find that to be like phase correlation equals pussy causation?
I guess.
Like,
yeah.
If she's hot, her nether regions are probably hot too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, never mind. Okay, I'm going too far. Okay.
That's fine.
Yes. Okay, well, what about cool stuff then that you've seen in the tattoo parlor that made you think of
just
fine,
seeing
happy
people
stuff?
People like with like crazy piercings all in their face and tattoos on their face, and just it's weird. There's a lot of strong language used at the tattoo shops, and mostly a lot about sex and a lot about just dirty things. And a lot of characters that come in there, especially because it's kind of on the bad side of town a little bit, so we get a lot of gangbangers kind of coming in, and just, yeah, hearing some of their stories is kind of shocking. So
that in turn makes your music and lyrics a lot more colorful, doesn't it?
Yeah, I have a tendency to kind of write dark lyrics a little bit, but that's just kind of how I am. I always like deep emotional songs, kind of. I don't know. I'm just, not everything, but, you know, some of the, I wouldn't call them ballads, but I like just, you know, soft kind of deep emotional songs that make you think and make you wonder, you know.
Right. Well, that's really interesting. So when will you be able to bestow tattoos or piercings on others? Since you're an apprentice, are you able to do it now, or you still got to watch or what?
Yeah, right now I'm watching mostly everything, but starting next month, I will be doing, like, little tattoos, like lettering, scripts, you know, and just anything small that's nothing too complicated. And I will be doing piercings, too, as well. And if I could, I could give a shout-out to where I work at.
Yes.
It's Fist on Graphics on 5718 West Grand Avenue in Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
Do custom work, custom tattoos, and everything. So it's good. It's, you know, it's very similar to music, you know, doing tattoos and being an artist, you know. It's
did you have to prove that you could, like, draw well or create good designs first, or?
Yeah, I had to bring in a portfolio. I had to bring in a portfolio of my work, and I've been drawing since I was a little kid, so it's one of my talents that I had. And I've been wanting to be a tattoo artist ever since I was in high school, and now I'm 27, so it took me a while, but I finally got there. And I love drawing. I mostly do, like, portraits and stuff. I like realistic things, so I'm more on that side of art. But, you know, I enjoy all types of arts, and, yeah, I'm just hoping to do tattoos soon and get really good at it. And
well, while you've been there, have you seen, like, people come in that want some cool superhero or anime-style design or things like that?
Yeah. Actually, yeah, someone just came in and got a Superman tattoo.
Uh-huh.
The full Superman, not the logo, the actual guy. And that was really good, tattoo. That and, is it Miss America, or?
No. Who?
I forgot. Yeah, it's one of the superheroes. I forgot her name, but yeah, a lot of people like the
Xena?
Superhero theme.
Xena?
No,
like,
not Xena. It's
Hello Kitty.
I totally forgot. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, cool. Nice. Okay, well, I'm going to play another song here real quick, and I'll be right back with you. I'm going to play the song called That Time by Regina Spektor. 1 second.
Remember that time when I found a human tooth down under the iron sea? Hey, remember that time when we decided to kiss anywhere except the mouth? Hey, remember that time when my favorite colors were pink and green? Hey, remember that month when I only ate boxes of tangerines? So cheap and juicy! Tangerine. Hey, remember that time when I would only read Shakespeare? Hey, remember that other time when I would only read the backs of cereal boxes? Hey, remember that time I tried to save a pitch and it was a broken wing? A street cat got him by morning and I had some very pieces of his body and I'm building a playground. Time when I was broke, I didn't
Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm Sandra London, and I'm having a nice little chat with Mike Alanis of Leslie Harding Band. Hello, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good, good. So, yeah, I guess, would you like to let my listeners know about any upcoming albums or website projects or things like that you have coming up?
We will be recording soon. Right now, like I said, we're just working on new material to make a demo. And we're going to try to shop it out to some labels and see if they could help us. But I would say in about 3 months, we should have some new music. But what I'm going to do, I have a recording system, and I'm going to probably record a couple songs and maybe send them over to you guys. It'll be kind of like a rough demo, but at least you'll have some new music, and I'll make sure it's good enough for the radio.
You are so humble. You're so very humble.
Well,
your music is awesome. Tell all your bandmates what's up, because you guys are cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I mean, I've had this music on your guys' website for so long. You know, I'm sure people want to hear some new stuff, and I definitely would like to hear some new stuff, too. So, and being such a long-time band on this website, you know, I want to give the listeners some good music to listen to. So we got some really new killer songs, and I think you guys would love them. So.
Nice. Well, I look forward to that.
Cool.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for joining me this evening, Mike.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And please give a huge shout-out from me to your bandmates. They're awesome. And I look forward
Definitely.
To hearing your latest when you guys are ready to unleash.
Awesome. Thank you very much for everything.
Yes, yes, you're very, very welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so now let's see. We play a song for everyone, and I'll be right back with you with a bit more trivia on comic stuff, superheroes, supermen, women, and awesomeness. In the meanwhile, let me play. I'll play something for you. Let's see. I'm gonna play "Tell Me Again" by Colabo, and I'll be right back with you. Here you go.
Tell me again. Tell me again. Tell me again. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit, and you know there's no one like me. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit, and you know there's no one like me. I gotta fight.
first class secretary woman, and she likes me cause I'm so fast. Press the gas, I'm always moving coast to coast, you like that. Like a rabbit in a hat of magic when I throw back. Here to stay, I'm never late for meetings with a paycheck. Take a breath, bite the bullet, get respect, I made that. Lay that down like it was something else, I say that. Spray that like the king, he's tagging like a maniac. Maniac, my head's gonna explode, tell me again. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit, and you know there's no one like me. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit, and you know there's no one like me.
My name is Kyle Young, I'm sure you've heard about me. KY.com, it's not hard to find me. I walk into a spot and ladies try to meet me. I'm the king, I'm the shit, now tell me that you love me.
Cause I do what I want and I want what I do to be. Full of big bad stars like a movie screen. And if you're new to me, girl, then you will see how I work that magic beautifully. And I can tell by the glow in your retinas that you're sweating cause I'm dope and I'm setting up. So let's get the fuck out of here, rip a joint. I'ma take you home, won't disappoint, tell me.
That you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit, and you know there's no one like me. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit, and you know there's no one like me. Nod your head, don't be jealous if you like me. Sip another drink, do the dance, take it lightly.
Shake your ass, get real low, like you want me. I can tell that you fell when you saw me.
Mind your head again, don't be jealous if you like me. Take another drink, do the dance, take it lightly.
Shake your ass again, get real low, like you want me. I can tell that you fell when you saw me.
Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit, and you know there's no one like me. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit, and you know there's no one like me.
Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit, and you know there's no one like me. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit, and you know there's no one like
me. Tell me again
that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit, and you know there's no one like me. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit, and you know there's no one like
tell
me.
Again. Tell me again. Tell me again.
Vivian, where the fuck do you think you're going?
I'm right here, Tim. What do you want from me?
I haven't seen Rosemary since Friday night. Last I knew, she was with you.
Oh.
Oh, all you could say is, oh, don't fucking keep secrets from me. What have you done with my heart?
You think I have something to do with her being so suddenly MIA? Maybe I should be asking you, mister.
Don't get cute with me. Cut the shit. Tell me where she is. This is no time for your silly little mind games. And why are you wearing the necklace I gave her?
You really want to know?
Of course I do.
Fine. If you must know, I'll tell you. I found her in the bath. A leg splayed over the rim of the tub. Her red hair shaved and stubbly over her plump vaginal lips. Her other lips were bruised. A shockingly sensual shade of violet. Her fingers were clenched tightly, grasping at something unknown, but decidedly uninvited.
those eyes. I chose not to take more than a passing glance. They had obviously seen it all. But they were stuck, fixated, capturing it, me, forevermore. And they were judging me. Why did they continue to do that? Why are they still? Shall I pluck them out? Oh, Rosemary, Rosemary, Rosemary. Even in death, she mocks me. You should have seen it coming, Stone. That bitch. I just can't help the fact that I love you.
That was My Bloody Mary, an audio erotic story that I recorded last year. Hope you guys enjoyed that. And let's see. We're almost coming to a close for tonight's episode, but I'll go ahead and give you the call-in number. It's 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And as I was saying before, I guess there's some more female superheroes that I didn't mention earlier because I'm not terribly familiar with the majority of female superheroes in popular culture so much, I guess. I know Xena, that's about the first one that pops to mind. When I was younger, Rainbow Bright was the thing. And, yeah, but apparently, there's the Black Widow, who was a costumed emissary of Satan, and there is, who else, Lady Luck, Miss Victory, Wonder Woman, of course, how could I forget? See, I need to be schooled. Somebody needs to school me on female superheroes. I tend to think more of like dominatrix women as superheroes. So when I'm trying to think purely fantasy cartoon-esque, then I fall short of like names on the tip of my tongue. But there you are. Let's see. There's the Invisible Girl of the Fantastic Four, Scarlet Witch, Catwoman, yes, and Elektra. So those are more familiar. And I'll go ahead and play another song for you and follow up with a little bit more news that is kind of cool that I'd like to share with you. But let me go ahead and play. Which song? I have two different, like, music catalogs in front of me, so be forewarned or post-warned or some such. Ooh, yes. I know what I want to play. I'm going to play American Scream by David Cooper. Here you go. Bridget Cooper with the song American Scream. And we're almost out of time on Playtime with Sandra Radio, but you can listen to a lot more music and erotica on NakedGirlsRadio.com right after this broadcast. So to send you out for the evening, I will leave you with the song. This is a fun song from, I used to listen to this all the time. I think I was in middle school when it was out and on the radio, and I would jam to it all the time. It's awesome. It is by the Dub Shack, and it's called Summertime in the LDC. Happy summertime, everyone. Here you go, and good night. I think it's coming, you guys. Or not. Okay, summertime in the LDC. There you go. No, I'm going to give it to you. Here you go. One second. It's still... Oh, no. It's still not doing it. Darn it. Okay, I'm going to have to manually find it for you all. But I will... One second. There we go. Without further ado, there we go. Love Shack was Summertime in the LBC. Listen to a lot more music on NakedGirlsRadio.com. Learn more about me, Sandra London, on ToLiveAndGrindInLA.com or About.me/I'm Sandra London, and learn much, much more about the Wesley Harding Band on Naked Girls Radio or Reverb Nation. See you next week. Good night.